Today's Fox Football podcast is brought to you by the Football Federation Australia. The Hyundai A-League and Westfield W-League is where heroes are made, and you have the chance to win five double passes to either Melbourne Victory taking on the Western Sydney Wanderers in round 6 or the Derby in round 8 when Western Sydney hosts Sydney FC at ANZ Stadium. Head to foxsports.com.au/win to enter. That's foxsports.com.au/win to enter. Now time for the show.
Welcome to a special edition of A Footballer's Life, where each week we go into detail with a player about their career. And this week it's all about the Sydney Derby, the A-League, but before that, the big season opener for the W-League on Thursday night when Sydney travel to Marconi Stadium to play Western Sydney. There'll be plenty of Matildas on show and there'll be chats later in the season with our best women, but my guest today is one of the W-League's many American imports. Lola Bonta has a game to match the cool name and is a part of a Wanderers side that is intent on making the finals for the first time. Lo, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. You're back again this season with Western Sydney. I mentioned there that the last thing that I mentioned there is making a finals. That's surely the aim for this club, and it's good to see Wanderers putting a bit more behind their W-League side.
Yeah, absolutely. With Dan coming in and immediately saying that he wants to make the finals, I think it just set the bar for us already so high. So, I mean, a goal obviously is win your game that week, get to the playoffs, beat them in the semis, then make it to the finals, win that. But as soon as Dan was like, nah, we're winning, I think everybody bought in.
Good stuff. Good to know the intent. What has changed around the W League side this year at Wanderers for you?
So, I mean, if you could tell with comparing rosters already, we brought in obviously some players over from Sydney, but we brought in so much talent, and I think there's a lot more technical ability on this team already. I think with the Wanderers, we always have had that fight in us to do as well as we can, even though people kind of look at us as the underdog. We give it our all every single time. So I think just combining that, buying into Dan's new system and soccer philosophy, and I think we are going to be successful like he wants us to be.
Why come to Australia to play football? Why'd you come here in the first place?
Well, I always tell people Australia is my home away from home. Being from California in the States, the lifestyle is very similar. I belong on a beach constantly. So coming back to Australia was never even a question in my mind. I love it out here. And just being able to play soccer games consistently throughout the year is another thing I love. I constantly want to be on the ball. I do not like the off-season running and the double days and all that. So just coming here, staying game fit, and being with a team and a bunch of girls is what I would choose over anything else.
You girls get the life experience along with the career in a sense. And okay, one day, hopefully in generations to come, that there's greater parity in terms of finances between the men's and the women's. We're getting there slowly and it's slowly ticking over, which is great to see. But the life experience that you guys get, the options that you've got with the different leagues around the world,
it's pretty cool. Yeah, 100%. And I've never traveled apart from soccer. And so I just love that soccer has opened all these different opportunities for me to travel all around the world. I mean, if they should just put a soccer ball on my passport, because that's all I've ever traveled for. But I love it. I mean, it's paid for. They put me in different places and then I get to do soccer and meet all these amazing people during it. So I love it.
What was the favorite thing about your experience here so far? What has been the favorite thing about your experience here?
Here for this year or last year?
Last year. Yeah.
Last year. I think even though we didn't do that well in soccer, I honestly made many close friends on that team last year. The group was just amazing. We wouldn't get the outcome in the games that we wanted to, but the vibe and the positivity after every single game, after every single training from the girls was amazing. So just that mentality, I think I enjoyed the most.
What have you noticed about the W League?
The W League is definitely a very physical league.
Mm-hmm.
When I first got here, and the amount of times I ran box to box was multiplied by tons and tons. But I think this year, especially with all the new signings and just the development of Australian football in general, I think the Matildas are a huge example of that. They have gotten so much better over this past year, say. They're one of the better teams nationally-wise. And so I think bringing that talent in, and then obviously the imports, as you guys call us. I love that you guys call us imports.
What should we call you?
No, I love it. I think we just call them international players.
Okay,
we have them in the States, but imports is so much funny because I'm like, okay, I'm going to get a red card and I'm going to get like deported. It's so funny. But
we don't have a president or a prime minister like that. Don't worry.
Good. That's another reason why I came out but yeah, no, I think this league, the physicality is a lot different, but like I said, I think it's developing so much already.
Yeah, it's going in the right direction. In the States, is the women's league going in the right direction over there, or what are some of the issues that are being confronted at the moment?
I think for any women's professional league, its financial aspect is like our biggest problem all the time, but I think that is being helped by how well national teams are doing. So, for example, our national team is fighting for equal pay, just like the men's national team. Whereas here, Sam Kerr just signed like at the first marquee player. That's huge.
So designated player, as you call them.
Yeah, it's so funny terminology. Yeah. Right? But yeah, her doing that, I think, is going to help build this league. And just with more talent comes more fans, and that I think drives the success of any club.
Go way back. How'd you get into football? Soccer.
Yes, soccer, football, which I did want to play American football growing up, but my dad said no, so I just stuck with football. I grew up only with my dad and brother, and so obviously it was going to be a sports household from the get-go.
You had no option.
I was never going to be a cheerleader, dancer, any of those. From the beginning, he just put us in a bunch of different sports. We played competitively in baseball. We even did a little hockey, American hockey, because you have
ice hockey. We call it
ice hockey, not field hockey. But just playing all these sports, and I think I stuck with soccer because one, height and size doesn't really affect how you play, and two is just the most competitive one, and so that's, I already know who I am as a person, and just the constant moving, and there is a ball involved, I think, and a team sport. I'm not very individual. I love to be around people constantly. So I think soccer was just the number one throughout.
When you mentioned height, you're 5'1"?
Yeah, 5'2".
5'2", sorry.
No, you're good.
That is a huge difference. It's 5'2".
Yeah, I only know that because we just had our physicals and I was so stoked.
Well, you're growing still.
Yeah. Actually, I think my shoe size is shrinking, but my height, I'm growing.
Yeah.
I also put a bun on that day, so who knows?
Okay, fair enough. Because at my age, you're still growing, but it's laterally, not vertical.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Anyway, we'll get over it. But football, soccer was always an option for you, obviously, because the American women's side of things in football, soccer, has been so strong for a very long time, since that huge moment in LA, wasn't it, when they won a World Cup?
Yeah, absolutely. I think women's or youth soccer for females has been the best. And even when I was growing up, college was your end point. You get there, you do well in that, and then you go to college, get a scholarship, but you get your education there while you're playing soccer,
and you
get a job after. Yeah,
yep.
Absolutely, because that's what you do to survive in the States as an athlete.
Mm.
It was never in my mind until my senior year an option to go professionally, because you just can't do it. But then 2 years before I graduated, they rebuilt the league, they cut down the teams, made it a little stronger, and then I was like, well, I'm still fit, I can do this, I'm loving it. I ended on a loss in my college career, and I was not going to let that happen in my life, so I went for it and just kept playing.
What'd you study at
college? I did engineering. Yeah.
Did you get it?
Yeah, absolutely. I loved it. I've always been, so I did product design from the engineering, which is a combination of mechanical engineering and art, so you focus more on the aesthetics of it, which I love. I mean, you could be anywhere from interior designing to like designing an iPhone. So I just love stuff like that, and I'm hoping to take some classes so kind of reboost my memory of all this stuff so when I actually do retire from football, I can have a real job.
What is the – and I spoke to the Matildas coach, Alan Stadjic, about this recently. What is the shelf life now of a footballer? Because not that long ago for a female footballer, it was like get to 24 and it's like this is not sustainable anymore. It's really hard. But now everything kind of shifting at the moment. Realistically, how long could you play for before you have to go and get a real job?
Yeah, real job. So it's so funny because I gave myself 2 years in the league and I just finished my fourth season in the state. So at the moment, I think with all the recovery, the facilities that you're offered, you can play for longer than you think. And I think right now from my coaching, I've developed as a player. So I don't see myself ending anytime soon. And especially it helps with the league, the W League, apart from our league in the States, because you can keep playing and it's another salary, to be honest. Like you in the States, you're only paid for 6-7 months. So those other 6-5 months, you are just working off your savings. Whereas if you come out here, it's another salary. You can make more in your savings and pay for things outside of your small contract in the States. So I think it's doable to play longer than you think. And I feel like I'm an example out there. I've already doubled how long I've played for.
Yeah.
So, or how long I said I was going to play for. But it's definitely doable now, especially with the growth of women's professional soccer and the support and everything.
It's great to see. It is great to see.
We hope you're enjoying today's show. Phil Pryor here, just quickly reminding everyone out there that today's episode is brought to you by the Football Federation Australia. The Hyundai A-League and Westfield W-League is where heroes are made, and you have the chance to win 5 double passes to either Melbourne Victory taking on the Western Sydney Wanderers in round 6, or the Derby in round 8, where the Wanderers will host Sydney FC at ANZ Stadium. Head to foxsports.com.au/win to enter. That's foxsports.com.au/win to enter. Now back to the show.
What does Dad think of it all? Proud?
Dad's always proud of everything that I've done. I mean, from college and on, he is also the constant reminder, though, that it's not going to last forever and that I need to prepare and have his savings and all that. So he's definitely always been my number one fan, but he's also a realist. So he's like, all right, so when are we going to do this? Are you planning for this? And I'll be like, yeah. But, you know, it's just one of those things you do with your parent. Like, yeah, I'll do it. And it's still sitting on my cabinet.
He's just looking out for his little girl.
Oh, 100%. That's all he's ever done.
He's in the LAPD, or was in the LAPD, so yes. He's not a man to be messed with, huh?
No chance at all. I mean, even if you see him as well, like, he's a very muscular, stocky man, been in the LAPD, very strict man growing up. Discipline was a huge thing in the house, but I think it only shows that we did our best. I mean, we did well throughout, and we're doing well for ourselves, so.
I would have hated to have been your first boyfriend or any boyfriend
this man, he's
how was
he's
he
such
with them?
He's such a teddy bear when it comes to like getting to know him, but you have to cross that barrier first with him, because when you first meet him, he kind of second guesses everything and will drill you with questions and will be the cop. He will be the cop to you, but then you pass that and he will love you like no other.
Not just any cop, though. It's like LAPD. Like, yeah. That's pretty full on.
Legit, I know. I didn't know how serious it was until I turned into a teenager. I was like, wow, this is real. This is a real thing.
Did you have any hairy moments where you're worried about him as much as he's worried about you?
Absolutely. There was, he always makes this joke. I'm not a crier. I've rarely cried in my life. And I think he said the first time I cried was when I found out he was going to be going away on an academy drill that they have to always do to San Diego for 2 days, and I wasn't going to see him, and I was going to be scared. And he said I cried forever, and he almost didn't go. And it was just like training. It's what they do for training. But I, him not coming home, is the scariest thing I think I've ever had growing up. Mm. And I even called, I don't know what your guys' emergency number is. It's 000. Yeah. Yep. So in America, it's 911. Mm. And I couldn't find him at home for like 10 minutes. And I called 911 and was upstairs just taking a shower. And the cops came in and they're like, we've never seen this. But I think one of my biggest things is I've always worried about that man because he kind of cared for us all our lives and he stresses. Yeah. So like, I just always hope he's okay. That's like my number one goal.
You have to get him out here to de-stress. Like if there's one place in the world that's going to de-stress a former, a retired LA cop, it's surely here.
100%. I think the thing that scares him most is that 16-hour flight. He just cannot get over that. But I'm like, all right, we're just going to give you some sleeping pills. We'll knock you out. There's You'll beer. Get here. I'll drop you on the beach. I'll see you.
It's beer and movies.
Yeah, exactly. I know. That's all you need. I was like, you can binge watch any show you want, all the movies, whatever you want. Free beer, Dad.
He needs a holiday as well. Given, unfortunately, your brother, horrible story that he sadly passed away this year. How did, and he was your older brother?
No, he was younger. Yeah, 1 year younger than me.
But you were close. You were real close. How did you get over that? Like, how did you continue to do what you do? Was it an outlet, what you do?
Yeah, I mean, 100%. This was right in the beginning of season. I think we only had a couple games. We were about to be playing Portland. It was 2 days before that game. And my dad, we were actually having a blast with the team. My dad called me and gave me the news. And I think, like I said, I'm not a crier, but that entire next 24 hours, I was bawling because we were the closest. We were only 1 year apart. Everybody thought we were twins because we always looked so much alike. We played all the sports together. And it was just the hardest thing for me because I've always said my dad and my brother are the two most important things to me in my life. I've only ever had them for my entire life. So it was really hard. But that next day I went to training because soccer is my outlet for everything. I'm happy when I play soccer. I'm angry and I'll go play soccer. I'm sad, I play soccer. So it was good just to be around the girls, that it would just keep my mind off things, and it kept me healthy. It kept me fit, kept me busy. It was probably the best thing I had in a time like that.
Yeah.
So it was just good. Everybody's been super supportive. So this process has definitely been easier with all of that. Like I said, coming out here was never a question because it helps me with everything. I'm not just going to sit at home because then I'm going to think about everything. So coming out here, I think, is what he would have wanted as well, just for me to be happy and to constantly be playing and doing what I love. And every game, I don't know if you noticed, but I write his name on my knuckles.
Yep.
And so it's just a huge thing for me to do stuff like that, because at the end of the day, I am doing it for him.
Yeah, beautifully said. Think about him. Obviously, it's a hard thing. You don't want to think about it too much, but you don't want to not think about it, I guess, in a way, because it's part of you, always will be.
Yeah, exactly. You always have those questions like what ifs and all that, and, oh, I remember him and I wish we could have done stuff like this. So those are hard, but I think I have nothing but happy moments with that kid. I've said he's been the only person that ever can make me laugh when I'm sad. Like, he constantly has made – he's been like a bright light in my life, and he still is. I'll see things and I'll be like, this kid would have loved this. And it just makes me laugh because I can think of his laugh. Mm. So nothing but good things to say about him and what he's done for me. So now I'm going to live for him, to be honest.
Honestly, that's a wonderful way of putting it. There's plenty to live out here as well. There's plenty to see.
Yeah, yeah.
What are the things you're going to get up to aside from football that you want to get out and experience about Australia?
I mean, last year, I didn't know if I was going to come back this year, so I tried to tick off all the touristy things. I think more so this year, I want to get up to, like, Byron Bay and some things, Whitsundays that I wasn't able to last year. But, yeah, I checked off a lot of the wedding cake and figure eight pools and those little random things. So, I mean, just constantly going around and all the different coffee shops and hikes is what I love to do every day anyway. So I'll get those for sure.
Outstanding. And you have plenty of American company as well, because, again, there's a huge lot of American imports coming out here. World Cup next year. How do you reckon we're going to go as opposed to the Americans?
I think, to be honest, I think Australia is such a strong squad. I think they've developed so much over this last year. I think the American squad obviously always has athletes and talent. It's just they have to learn how to keep improving, whereas everybody's kind of catching up to them. So how do they set the bar even higher? Because I think everybody's coming up on, like, France is another strong squad as well. So I think a lot of teams that have done well need to find that next factor that's going to make them better than everybody else, because they're slowly catching up and it's pretty even across the board.
Oh, hopefully Australia beats America.
Yeah.
We'd be happy with that. We're happy to have you here as well. Best of luck with the season, and
Thank you so much.
Well with Western Sydney trying to get through that finals, and enjoy yourself. I'm sure you will.
Oh, absolutely. It's all I ever do in life.
Good way to be. Thanks, Lo.
Thank you.